This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Catherine Chang. Dr. Chang is the Chief Medical Officer of Prisma Health. Prisma Health is a great health system in South Carolina. It's the largest health system in South Carolina. It's grown tremendously over the last several years through merger and through growth, a magnificent system. Catherine, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and we'll talk about the role of CMO and what you see and a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a pulmonary and critical care physician by trade, actually originally from Illinois, and trained at Loyola for medical school and then residency and fellowship in Florida at the University of Florida Shands Hospital. And I've spent the last 15 years here in Greenville, South Carolina, previously with Greenville Health System and now with Prisma Health in the role of the Chief Medical Officer for the upstate market.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about the role of Chief Medical Officer and how you've seen it evolve in sort of the COVID period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually believe that the Chief Medical Officer role was going through a transformation even prior to COVID. Really the traditional CMO was what we would call now really more a vice president of medical staff affairs, dealing more with physician behavior, credentialing, et cetera. But even prior to COVID, we'd really been noticing that this role and my role, and as I've experienced it, transforming, getting more into population health and value-based care, which is definitely the strategic mission that we've been on here at Prisma Health. And involving our physician leadership in that as an integral part of the team. So that was in progress even before COVID hit. And thank goodness that it was, because I believe that the role of physician leadership and chief medical officers in particular has just been instrumental to this response. We've been right there really leading the discussions as we've had to allocate scarce resources, look at balancing of services, and frankly, helping delivery systems pivot at a time when we still had people that we had to take care of that didn't have COVID, and really trying to find creative solutions and ways to get that done for people in the safest way possible.
Catherine, I know you said that you, I think, trained at Loyola, worked at Loyola, and then UF Shands, great institutions, Loyola University here in Chicago, great transplant program, great system, serves a moderately challenging community. Can you talk a little bit about your career and your career journey and sort of how you ended up in Greenville at Prisma and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Illinois, central Illinois. I am cornfields and soybeans, and then moved up to Chicago for med school at Loyola. I just found the community there to really be unparalleled and just kind of spoke to my heart, and it was the right place for me to be. Tremendous education, and it's still with me today, many of the lessons, medical and non-medical, that I got there. Great education. Moved down to Florida for pulmonary and critical care after internal medicine, completed internal medicine, then stayed there, and had a colleague that had done medical school and residency here in Greenville, and then was doing pulmonary and critical care fellowship with me in Florida. And he said, "You have got to come and check this place out." He's like, "This is a burgeoning health system. It's growing. They've got residents there. So it's really all the best parts for us. We get to take care of pulmonary and critical care patients. We get to train internal medicine residents. And it's just going to be a great place to live and work." And lo and behold, he was right. And so I moved here and got my first, what I call my first grown-up job with Greenville Health System as a staff pulmonary and critical care physician. Gradually had some additional leadership roles. I was the director of respiratory care, ICU medical director, and then the division chief for pulmonary and critical care medicine. When I was offered the role of chief medical officer by Dr. Angelo Sinopoli, as we were beginning to grow and evolve with Greenville Health System, and his role was changing, creating additional chief medical officer role for me to move into. And I've been the chief medical officer for our flagship campus, Greenville Memorial Hospital, which is located in the heart of Greenville, South Carolina. And then now the market level chief medical officer over 8 hospitals, about 4,500 or so employed physicians, and a large integrated delivery system. So that's been my path thus far, and it's just been a wonderful journey.
And Angela, you mentioned, is a wonderful and thoughtful and compassionate leader, smart and a wonderful leader.
Absolutely. His vision has been translated into our strategic plan here at Prisma Health. And now, along with Mr. Mark O'Hala, who is our new CEO, we have really been on a path of value-based care for quite some time, maybe even a little bit ahead of some of our adjacent delivery systems in the South. And thank goodness that we were, because a lot of the infrastructure that he started and, you know, I am now continuing to build along population health and the services that go along with that have just been instrumental for us in our COVID response. And I don't know that we would have been in the same place without it.
No, and a magnificent leader, truly, and I appreciate you mentioning him. Take a moment on strategic plan interwoven with what is CMO? I mean, obviously, we're coming through this COVID time, and so much has to be done with your 4,500 employed physicians and nursing staff and team and resilience and avoiding everybody being so burnt out as this thing winds down, if it ever winds down. What are your big three priorities this year? As you look at 2021, what do you look at as the big three priorities or so?
Yeah, I think our first challenge really is how to sustain, and on a lot of levels. Absolutely, as you mentioned, we have got to and have been focusing on taking care of our team. And it's a big team, and it includes a lot of people. And this has clearly been an unprecedented challenge and once in a lifetime, certainly we hope, for really anybody in healthcare. And so how do we take care of each other? How do we take care of our team? How do we leverage the change that we've been able to implement, not only, you know, here at Prisma Health, but within healthcare at large, that we really, you know, we're kind of forced into these rapid pivots. And so how do we take that and continue on with this rapid cycle process improvement really on a large scale and continue to push ourselves forward in that direction? So I think that's number one is sustainability. Two, I think, as we kind of look at what has allowed us to rapidly pivot, a lot of the policy changes that went into effect with the state public health emergency, you know, how do we advocate for the changes that make sense to become permanent, to allow health systems to begin to grow and support the services that have just been instrumental in a lot of the population-based health programs, things like digital health, hospital at home and home recovery care, things, you know, that we've really found to be quite useful for us and our patient population as we're trying to take care of this unprecedented surge. You know, how do we continue to allow that to grow and develop in the right, smart ways? And lastly, I think this is really the COVID has brought to the forefront the importance of collaboration. And how do we continue to foster that? How do we collaborate with our communities? How do we collaborate with other entities that, you know, we don't own as part of an integrated delivery system, skilled nursing facilities? And how can we develop the relationship with federal and state health authorities, and, you know, as we work together and knit together a system that really can raise the health status of our communities? So those are the things that we're thinking about and I'm thinking about going forward into 21 and 2022.
Thank you. Just one quick follow-up question on hospital at home. How big will hospital at home become? What are your thoughts on that and how quickly is it evolving?
Yeah, I think for us here, we've had tremendous uptake. And I would say at this point that our demand may be exceeding at this point our ability to expand the program. It has been a tremendous satisfier for patients, you know, and we're using it in a couple of different ways. We're using it to, you know, really initiate hospital care at home. So, you know, if a patient were to come into the emergency department and they would be somebody that we would admit, just the infrastructure that we have around the home recovery program, you know, can we take care of that patient in the home? And there have been a good number of patients for whom that was an option. And obviously, most of us would rather sleep in our own bed if that's an option. while we're getting good health care. And then the second way we've been able to leverage that program is an early discharge. So patients that, you know, have come into the hospital and been stabilized, but we feel like we would want to keep them for another few days. Are they a candidate really to complete those few days at home? So I think that that's been helpful both from a patient perspective and not having to be in the hospital. And then also on our side, you know, to create the capacity for these critically ill patients that have been coming in record numbers. So it's I think that this is something that's going to continue to expand. And I think that there are patient populations for whom this is particularly well suited. And we've been pleased that we had this in place and were able to implement it as COVID came upon us, and that we had patient populations that were appropriate for it and using it.
Magnificent. Dr. Chang, I want to thank you. I spent a lot of time down in Central Illinois, so at some point I want to compare notes on where you grew up in Central Illinois, but we'll hold that to a different podcast, a different discussion. Dr. Chang, thank you. Dr. Southcare podcast is just terrific. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.